Hey everyone, and welcome to The Reform Way. I am Corey Smith alongside Eric Connor and Peter Pohl. Each week we will bring you interviews, insights, and share our knowledge of the fitness world. We'll look at topics both in and out of the gym through the lens of an exercise enthusiast, a CrossFit coach, and a gym owner. Also, be sure to like and subscribe to stay up to date with our most current episodes.
Hey guys, this is Coach Eric. I am here with The Reform Way, and we are here with a coaches panel surrounded by the one and only Mr. Corey Smith.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And our nutritional coach extraordinaire and gymnastics wonder lady, Ms. Jolene Mielke. Jolene.
Hi, guys.
So we had actually a different podcast planned for today for everybody, but in light of all recent events going on, out arguably in the world and especially in the United States and locally for us right now, we found that this is going to be a much more important, relevant, and timely topic, as well as one that can really, really help all of our listeners and anyone else that that maybe have this shared to them. So what we're actually going to be doing is what we consider the four tenets of self-isolation, is what we're going to go over the four biggest focuses, areas to keep you on top of staying healthy, safe, mindful, and all these different areas in a time where you may need to be stuck at home or just kind of at home and not able to get out and about a lot. And then we'll actually kind of finish it up with a really good, positive way that we can all move forward with this stuff. So in speaking with the staff, which with our awesome, amazing, experienced coaches panel, we have actually altogether thousands upon thousands of hours of coaching in all different areas and realms and different professional backgrounds. So this is kind of fun. What we have is number one, as we've come up with, is sleeping well, right? Thoughts on that, guys?
I think whenever it comes down to if we all have to stay at home or if we choose to stay at home, is it's going to be really easy to kind of like stay up a little later than you normally would and, you know, watch a little extra TV. And you're in the middle of the day, you're like, I can take a nap. And so then your sleep schedule just gets all messed up. And then you're staying up till 4 a.m. because you slept all day and kind of repeat that cycle. As I think, honestly, just keeping a consistent sleep schedule, go to sleep at the same time you do and then wake up roughly around the same time you do. I don't want to wake up at 4 still, but might sleep into like 6 or 7.
You might be able to make it a little further than that normally.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think Corey's right. Stay on your normal sleep schedule. Recommended is 7 to 9 hours. That's important for a lot of reasons. It's important for your body to recover. It's important for your function the next day. Your brain needs it. People make better decisions when they're well rested. A lot of poor decisions happen when you're sleep deprived and tired. So 7 to 9 hours, and yeah, stay on a schedule.
It's very, very, very true. I guess one thing that might help people some like limit anxiety wise would be at least if they don't have to wake up to an alarm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a natural wake
yep.
up, which may or may not happen. And some people we know might be working remotely at these times, right? So I don't know if you do need to check in at times or not. But you know, if you don't have to be out and about or if you don't have other social outside engagements going on, then this is a time that is really good to catch up on a lot of sleep.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. It's nice not waking up to an alarm every day.
There is an alarm that I used to use called, it was an app called Sleep Cycle.
Okay.
And I don't know how it knows, but your phone sits there and I think it detects if you move around a lot, mm-hmm. that it'll know whether or not you're in or out of REM cycle. And you kind of set like a 30 minute window. And within that 30 minute window, if it notices you're coming out of REM, it will wake you up. But if you're in the middle of a REM cycle, it'll wait. So it kind of like tries to wake you up naturally, and it actually does work really well. So if you don't have to wake up at a certain time, you just have a general window, you can set that and then it'll just kind of wake you up whenever you start moving around and come out of REM cycle.
What was that called again?
Sleep cycle. Sleep cycle.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
I think you had to pay for certain features. Like you can see like how your previous night's sleep were, but I think the free version just does the general kind of alarm clock. And it was actually really cool to use.
Okay. Yeah. Immunization or immunity right now is a pretty hot button word, right?
Yeah.
There's arguably nothing better you can do for yourself than sleep fully, where your body repairs itself and protects itself. Am I right, Joe?
Yeah, for sure. And all the top things, all the doctors I follow, sleep's always up there on the list. So for sure.
Yeah.
This is the time to get it.
It's almost funny with all these kind of things going on that the simplistic, straightforward things that we all need to focus on, but most of us all kind of breeze past at times, are what come to light, because that's really the most important things.
Yep.
Right. Yep. Interesting, right? Well, number two in our four tenets is eating well. I mean, this might sound kind of obvious, but and especially coming from us at a gym and a place where we focus on ideally healthy habits is eating well. But when you're stuck at home, there's a few different things. There's a lot of people, like we've talked about everything around here, they talk about how toilet paper is low or other things are low or food might be out or something of that sort. Let's talk about how can we focus on eating well while we're at home, dependent on what a lot of people might have right now, like if they have just, whether it's maybe only canned goods or other things or this and that, like what?
Yeah. So, I've been to three different grocery stores in the past week, just getting little things here and there. And what I notice at all of them is the fruits and veggies are fully stocked. So people are scattering and getting scared and buying all these canned goods that probably on a normal basis, they wouldn't eat because they're scared and they want food in the house. But right now food, you can still get. So if you're out and about, I would say get your fruits and veggies like normal, like you would for the week. That's important for your immunity because those have all the vitamins that you need. If you've been able to stock up on protein, meats, whatever, try to eat as normal as you can right now. And if you need that stockpile of the shelf stuff, the beans, the rice, all those canned goods, try to save that for if needed. But right now, if you can, because the grocery stores are still okay right now, try to go along with your normal eating, get your good healthy protein, get your fruit and veggies in, get a healthy fat in, throw a little bit of starch in, and try your best to eat as normal as now and not have to feel like you have to eat all the stockpile.
Nice.
Yeah.
Would it be wise to blend in some of the other food to test just in case your body doesn't really like it?
Yeah, you could. I mean, I think the main things that people have are canned goods, probably. I would say rice, beans. And, you know, you can eat those normally as it is. If it's a bunch of canned food that has a lot of preservatives and sodium, you could do a little bit of that now, kind of see how you do on it. But you could start using some of your stockpile. But like I said, the grocery stores still have a good amount of good food out there. The other thing I noticed in the produce aisle is all the vegan, Beyond Meat, all of the fake meat, if you will, plant-based, is still fully stocked and the real meat is gone. So,
you have any idea why about that, Cor?
Every time I try to eat it, it does not sit well. So that'll be the end of my stockpile if I really need to.
This is why people aren't buying that, because there's no toilet paper left. Am I right?
Yeah, right.
Right?
I've got the bidet at home. Anyone can come use it.
There you go. See, nobody's investing in a bidet except Corey.
I was months
He's
ahead of
way
this.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah. You knew.
Took my tinfoil hat off. I don't need it.
Right. So eating well, Jillian's, obviously, thank you. Those are awesome tips. Like, so again, you brought up kind of having a little bit of each thing. Can you reiterate that real quick? Like a plate method idea or something
so
like
the plate
that?
Method that we like to teach is half of your plate should be in fruits. I'm sorry, not fruits, should be in veggies. So any like broccoli, cauliflower, you know, any of the voluminous vegetables that you can fill yourself up with, because once again, they have the fiber and the vitamins that you need. The other half of your plate is divided between protein and starch. So pick a nice lean protein, add in a little bit of healthy starch, and then you're going to add in a healthy fat on top of that. So it's getting those protein, carbs, and fat all together in one meal.
Awesome. So the closer that everybody can continue to eat towards that, let's say hypothetically, people aren't even allowed to leave a home for 2 weeks, right? Let's hope it doesn't come to something like that. But let's say that happens. You're going to do better eating X amount of canned tuna with some like a banana and canned green beans,
right?
As well as like a handful of nuts.
Yep,
would be kind of like a balance there or something closer, rather than just eating a frozen pizza,
right?
Or something like that.
I mean, and there's plenty of ways to still eat well with the canned things or the frozen things. You can do frozen veggies, frozen fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to think of combining all those foods together still the best you can, rather than throwing it out the window and just loading up on carbs.
Right, because that's going to, if you're just eating all that frozen crap.
You're not going to feel good.
No, it's sad, but I was like, well, if a lot of people kind of just stockpile up on a lot of these things right now, in 3 to 6 months, are we just going to have like a worse obesity epidemic of some sort or some kind of thing? So hopefully these habits, if they are in the wrong place, are
not like I said, food's still abundant right now. That could change in the next 24 hours. Things are kind of progressing pretty quick.
Right.
But if you can get out there and get the things that you would normally eat, try to go through that first and save all the shelf items for if it's really needed and you're locked in your house and that's all there is.
That's a good point. Really good point. So go through the one thing I've always learned was, or I've always kind of resonated around was that, real food spoils.
Yep.
Right. Which is good because it's able to be broken down in the body.
Yeah.
It canned food or food that can sit on a shelf even for a year or two, it takes a lot for your body to break it down.
There's a lot more chemicals to make it do that. So your body has to break all that down.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Well, number three, actually on our four tenets of self-isolation, big, big, big focus. And one that we are very well versed in is exercise. Right. Huge. Yep. I have had so many people come to me and like plead to me like, do not close this gym. I will do all I can. And we are on top of all the measures we can be for now. Just help us with all of that as you can. But it's mental and physical help for everyone. Right. What are, thoughts on this kind of stuff, guys? So anything, core exercise.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's part of like the whole mind body connection of staying healthy is if your body's moving and is healthy, then you're going to probably do a lot better than if you sit around and don't do anything for the next couple weeks. Tough thing for a lot of people too, is if, you know, they are not able to come to our gym, that's kind of sometimes their happy hour of the day. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to find a way to kind of unwind at home and exercise at home and kind of do that. And luckily we're going to be putting out the workouts as like at-home variations and doing videos to where we can show everybody how to accommodate. And one kind of like smart one we did was Zeus showing that you can fill a backpack with pretty much anything and make it weighted. Mm-hmm. There you go. You have a kettlebell, a barbell for a deadlift, anything that you want to do with that. You can kind of just create your own gym at home. I think it's going to be really important for people who can't leave or don't want to leave.
Yeah, or not able to in whatever manners, right? So we have some people that their spouses work in healthcare, or they have someone elderly at their home that they shouldn't be leaving right now just in case, right? So it's important that, it's really important that in these times, if we're all kind of like having to personally close ourselves down, right, where we're moving and kind of keep ourselves down a little bit, is that we don't give up on the really, really important things like exercising and moving. Your body is meant to move. None of us feel worse after we do a workout. Right. You might feel worse immediately because of like the heart rate or something like that. Yeah. But we all cognitively and physically feel better after a workout.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And just the mental aspect of it too is, I mean, it's shown that exercise helps curb depression. And if you're going to not exercise for 2 weeks, it could potentially be like a pretty rough couple weeks unless you get up and move and get active and kind of feel fresh because you just did something healthy versus just kind of sit.
Right. No. Completely. So what we're doing to combat that here at the gym, which is a big, big deal, is one thing that I want everybody to be aware of is that if we are forced to close, right, just because of higher ups, governments, and kind of what we're being forced to do, just because the physical location may be closed does not mean that the services are stopping, does not mean that the business stops, right? So our exercise, our focus on healthy lifestyles, that does not change. So the important thing here is we found a few different awesome ways to keep this going. One is via our remote coaching program. So we have been working on this on the back end for a while. It's clearly not been as pushed to the forefront as necessary as it is right now. But with our remote coaching option, it's actually something for people that travel a lot and or just need to be working out at home. So it provides accountability, coaching, and individualized coaching specifically for workouts and program design for every single person that participates in it. We are offering that to all of our current members as no extra charge during this time. If they need to be home, but via self-quarantining, the kids are home so they cannot make it to the gym, or if we are forced to close for the time being. So that is one to all of our current members. And then also within that, with that, you would actually be also paired with an individual coach who will provide you those individualized workouts focused on your needs, wants, goals, everything, ailments, and equipment at hand. The other one that's awesome, that I just recently came up with was what we call an equipment share, where I want us, we would essentially kind of like be like a library for equipment. We would, in the beginning, the main focus is probably just having everybody be able to check out one piece of equipment, and then
assault bike.
Yeah. I feel like if we let the assault bikes go out or the
they
Echo
would never
bikes,
come back.
They somehow wouldn't return. Yeah, right. That's my other scary thing. The other thing is you got to be able to haul this away.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Let me,
I can fit in my car.
Let me try to put an asterisk in the middle of this. So with this, this equipment share is that in the event of forced closure, that you guys could rent something out, from the gym, take it home. So your coach that is connected with you knows one thing that one other weighted or other object that they can help you use, with your individualized workouts.
So, I would say probably the two biggest things would be kettlebells and dumbbells, right?
Yeah. So I was looking around the other day doing like inventory, right?
Yeah.
So it depends on the person because, I've surprisingly, some people have really come to me that they have some good stuff at home. Some people, cool. But yeah, jump ropes, dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, med balls. And those are kind of like, even rings. I took inventory on the rings, in case if anybody, needed some of those. So
when I ran the gym up at the Joplin Center, we had a pretty limited budget at the start. And one of the first things they asked what I wanted was kettlebells, because mm-hmm. you can do so many things with a kettlebell.
Multi-purpose. Yeah.
You can do any type of deadlift, squat, press, swings, snatches, all those things. Those are pretty universal. If you have one at home, you can use those, or dumbbells are pretty much the same. You can do a kettlebell swing with a dumbbell. Mm-hmm. So if you do have those at home, you got a lot of options as far as modifications.
Totally. Or even this is the time to ask some neighbors. Some of you guys might know some neighbors that have that set that's got dust all over it or a treadmill, or you get
the doorstop they have.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
The laundry. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, like, I even forgot that we have stuff upstairs that like Rochelle used to use or something like that are like those little sliders and these other things. And a lot of people have those stretchy bands, right?
Yeah.
So we can make do with a lot of stuff. You guys would be really surprised and kind of intrigued and have some fun with that, because, you know, we've done workouts out and about in like nature and stuff, and you can pick mm-hmm. up this and move that and do these kind of things. And then it's actually kind of fun. So there's definitely ways to make some cool stuff out of this. So biggest thing with that, though, we want to stay on top of exercising. We'll also be posting up videos of just a quick at-home version of our workout in the class. But again, that remote coaching program is much more individualized, and also would be involved with the equipment share and all those different cool areas there. You will also be interacting continually with your coach.
And I think it's worth mentioning too is the accountability of that too, is like, right, the coach will be texting you and be like, hey, how'd the workout go? Like,
yeah.
Yep.
What went well, or did you have to modify anything? Or even like, hey, what was your score? Because, you know, you may want to still keep track, and you can post it in the members group and, mm-hmm. you know, help keep that social connection too.
Right. And that's kind of the fun thing with this, is that we do want to be able to keep community stuff going like that, right? We're doing the same cool stuff. Just we might have to do it at home,
yeah.
Which isn't the worst thing. So we'll keep an eye on all that. And obviously, like Jolene had said, things are kind of escalating a little quickly, so we can't predict exactly what's going on, but we're on top of these things if necessary, or if you are just needing to be at home right now, like, this is stuff to focus on. Lastly, the fourth tenet of self-isolation, probably for some people, I would say is the most overlooked, but so insanely important, is mental focus, mental health, really just a mental aspect, right?
It's like staying sharp.
Right. Yeah. You know, so tell me about mental thoughts on mental.
I can just imagine. I can imagine myself, and then imagine most people are like me too. I don't want it to be 2 weeks of just binge watching Netflix and just kind of laying on the couch all day. Right. So I was thinking, I was like, man, I got a bunch of books that I want to read that I haven't. I keep saying I'm going to. I mean, I've played guitar for a long time, but I set it down for a while. So I was like, oh, I can pick it up and play a little bit more. Like, a lot, all these things that kind of just keep you mentally stimulated. Mm-hmm. I don't know, if you're into woodworking, go in the garage, do something. But like, I feel like people maybe have like one or two good solid days of Netflix binging in them before they kind of lose their mind. So
right.
Get it out of their system, find something to do, read a book. I was even going to offer out to anybody who, like, I have a couple guitars if they want to borrow them. I was trying to think of anything else I have that people would want to borrow to learn. But I don't know, if as a network, if we all came together and shared stuff, if you got puzzles or whatever, you know, bring them together and we all get to stay mentally stimulated together.
Right.
Yep. And then the other part of mental, I think, too, is like Eric had said, this is kind of creates a lot of anxiety with people. So the other part of the mental aspect is like meditation. Like, how do I calm my fears? Everyone's talking. It's all over the news. I can't get away from it. So there's different things. Like when I feel that way, I love to go on a walk. I put a headphone in. Sometimes I'll put a podcast in. Yay, yeah. Podcast. Or a webinar, and I'll listen to that. Or I use an app on my phone called Calm. Read a book. Just kind of get your mental mind, you know, right around this, whether it's staying busy, which I think is important to do and not veg out, or whether it's like calming yourself. There's always those ways to meditate or go on a walk, calm yourself down.
I think part of the anxiety too comes from if at any other time in the world, all the government's like, hey, we're going to take a 2-week vacation, we'd probably be like, cool. You know, like,
sweet.
I get to stay home for 2 weeks. But the fact that we're being told that we might have to do that is, I think, why some people are stressed. And I think we just need to control what we can control. Take a deep breath. It's not the end of the world yet. And just kind of, you know, let things run its course and just, you know, stay on top of what we can do.
Yeah, we're, you know, yeah, I mean, Corey pretty much summed up a lot of that right there, which is perfect. You know, good job, Corey. This is, there are ways to take positives out of everything, right? And it, as we've talked about with regards to a community a lot, is that, you know, as you're challenged, as things are difficult, whether it's physical, mental, a combination, outside things going on, when people are challenged, when they make it through, they come together. You know, they come together to make it through as well. excuse me. And then that's a huge, huge thing to play off of, right? Huge momentum, huge gathering, huge support. We have an amazing community to lean on. We have already seen so many things go on with regards to people helping each other out. Even Zeus had posted on our members page about, like Corey was talking about with the guitar and stuff like that, is just if people need things, this is a resource. If somebody really badly needs toilet paper, if somebody needs this type of food or a baby formula or something like that, if other people have it or can get a hold of it, guess what? We're there to hold your hands and have your back. So this can be a very positive time. Use this as a time to resonate around what is really important and what we can control. Like Corey said, controlling what you can control is the biggest thing you can do right now.
Yeah.
We can't control the weather. We can't control these other outside things going on. Stay diligent on staying healthy, staying clean, keeping everything as safe as you can, eating well, sleeping well, moving and exercising, and letting your mental side kind of relax itself or cleanse itself as necessary. So I think this again was a really good topic for us to be able to kind of just move right into, even almost accidentally.
Yeah.
But Corey, Joe, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get to do another one of these the next bit of time.
Thanks again for listening to The Reform Way. You can find us on our social media channels. Our Instagram is @CrossFitReform. Our Facebook is CrossFit Reform. And you can listen to more of these podcasts on any of the major streaming services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any of the major apps, and Buzzsprout.